190. The resistance. The prisoner was brought into the questioning room for the umpteenth time. After being restrained to the chair, a uniformed officer said, "It is of no use to be resistant. I have a great deal of respect for you and your countrymen. However, the only way to restore your freedom is for you to be responsive to our questions." The prisoner pulled against the restraints. He was a member of the National Resistance, which is an underground military organization resolute in driving out the invading army from their country. The officer continued, "I will ask you again, what are the names of the leaders of your organization in this town?" The prisoner, having resolved to respond, began to call upon his sense of resourcefulness to find a way out. His rate of respiration increased. The officer yelled, and the room shook with great resonance, "I cannot be responsible for what happens to you if you continue to resist." The officer backhanded him, then resented his own emotional outburst. "See what you made me do? You made me resort to violence. If you do not answer my questions, I will be forced to forget all restrictions of violence." The officer gathered himself and spoke calmly yet sternly. "We both have our respective responsibilities. I am the officer and you are the prisoner. We must ask and answer questions respectively. You must not restrict your answers to the simple name, rank, and serial number as you did before. I want to know your resources, the names of the leaders. The restoration of your freedom depends on it." The prisoner demonstrated great resolution in his silence. His respiratory rate increased as he prepared himself for the ensuing violence.